The battle is on. The argument is hypothetical. The feelings are real. This is Who Will Win? On your K92 Morning Thang. This week, I present to you Zach versus Monica in a battle of television families.
Yes.
And not only do we have to deal with these families, we got to live with them.
You have to live there. You have to be a part of that family, in essence.
Forever and ever. Antoine will be the judge here in the game. In this corner, we have Monica Brooks, who will be representing 1990s Chicago family, Urkel. It's a rare condition. Family Matters.
On the newspaper. All right.
And I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tough one because, I mean, you got to take Urkel along for the ride.
Yep.
So that will be opponent number one in this quarter, represented by Zach Jackson, other 90s goofy family, all crammed in San Francisco, Bull House, and I guess Fuller House, too. Whatever happened to some of the goofiest theme songs.
All sang by the same person.
I know, it's written. It is the same exact guy. Everywhere you look. All right, so Full House versus Family Matters in the game. And Antoine, you're the decider. Judge, yes, jury, and I do believe executioner here.
I am the judge. I am a fair judge. I will put all personal feelings to the side, and I will judge based solely on your arguments on why your family is the worst family to live with.
And I feel like you can be an impartial judge in this one because if I'm not mistaken, you actually don't like either of those families.
I don't enjoy either one of them, so it's actually very fair.
Right. So the dislike is mutual.
These are my two least favorite families of the 90s, without a doubt.
The only one I have to decide is which one do I hate more than the other one. So Monica will be representing Family Matters as the worst family to have to live with. I'll be representing Full House as the worst family to have to
live. And I would like for Monica to go first.
Okay. All right.
Monica, you will get 60 seconds to make your argument on why Family Matters would be the first family, so the Winslows plus Steve Urkel, why they would be the worst family to live with.
Okay. You'll be given 60 seconds. Are you prepared for your argument, counselor?
Yes, I'm ready.
As ready as she's going to be. Your 60 seconds starts now.
All right, first, you're in Chicago. It's cold. It's windy and cold in the wintertime. And then you have to deal with Urkel, who's at your house all the time. He doesn't even know who he is. One day he's Stefan, and the next day he's Urkel. And you have all these random people. Like, who's little Richie? Who's that little kid? You know, who does he belong to? He's always eating up your snacks. And you got Grandma. Grandma is just there wearing the same outfit, doesn't take her bun down. And Laura's mean as crap. Do you want Laura? Think about her monthly. She is mad. Mad with Steve. I said it. She is mad. All right? So you don't want that business. Carl is just cornball. Carl, what are you doing? Okay? The only person you really like is the mama, because the mama is, you know, she's really in charge of what's going on there. She's cooking it up and she's checking everything out. And then you got that sappy music. There's always a lesson. Every time is a lesson. Ugh. Can we just have a regular day?
Nope.
No. You can't. Family Matters. Always Steve. Steve, come over here and give me a hug. Oh, Stefan, who the hell are you? Get out my house. How about get out my house?
Get out my house.
All right. All right. Those are some very good points that you made.
And
very
thus
good.
Concludes
Monica's. Hopefully that didn't go over Zoom. I think I'm muted.
Everybody hits his class. Like, that was you're right. Happened. Who the hell is Steve?
Excuse me. Who is Urkel? I don't understand who this is.
Yes. I think I'm muted, Zoom.
Ooh, man, that's going to be a tough argument to beat because the Urkel house is, it's a terrible house. There's everything that Monica says is a very valid argument. So I will be given 60 seconds to argue the case of, hang on, not Doja Cat. Sorry. Let me get our, I hit the wrong button.
Is she going to be
Doja
there?
Oh, man, if you got to live at Doja Cat's house, she talks too much. So I'll tell you that right now.
And Hendrix is sitting here shaking his head with an ABC coloring book next to him. Okay.
All right. So, Zach, you have 60 seconds to tell me why the family of Full House, so the Tanners, plus Kim and Gibbler.
Oh, my God.
Why that would be the worst family to live with.
Okay. Antoine, my 60 seconds start now. Let me just tell you, there are so many people. Too many people. I mean, in the Family Matters house, you got to deal with Urkel. But now you got Lady Urkel that's still going to be at your house. And on top of that, so many people. You got dads. You got uncles. You got friends. They'll let anybody live in this house. Before long, a homeless person is going to show up, and they're just going to live there. Baby Michelle, is it one kid or two? I don't even know. And with her, how's it going? You got it, dude. All these catchphrases, have mercy all the time in the house. San Francisco, let's not even get into the fact that the real estate is just insane and the neighbors are on top of each other and it's traffic everywhere. And mainly, when it comes down to the full house, Antoine, no one ever leaves. All they do are add more people. More families move in. People get married. They don't leave. They stay. They have more kids. You will never have alone time. There will be never a time that you're in charge of just sitting, binge-watching television without some stinking kid coming over trying to act all cute. You want to play with me? No, I don't. Get out of here. Leave me alone. I don't even have a yard to hang out in. The end.
Wow. Wow. Those are some good points as well.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's a lie.
Man, I would say for all the cornballness, you got to deal with the Family Matters dad, Antoine. You got to deal with it three times in the Full House. And the stand-up comedy? Yeah.
You guys made very, very valid arguments on why your family would be the worst.
Point out the fact that middle child Stephanie in the Full House had a little period of time where she was hooked on meth. So you
point that out.
All them meth heads coming over the house too.
Oh, gosh.
And you know they're going to welcome them in with open arms all the time. Sure, we let everybody in. They don't even lock the door there, Antoine.
That argument was after the time, so that I cannot factor that into my decision.
That is true. So Monica presented her case. I presented mine. Is there anything else? Because you've been hemming and hawing over this here for a few minutes.
It's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, but you both had equal amount of time, 60 seconds. I do not want to give either one of you an extra moment. I want to make my decision based off of...
I'm going to keep trying to take them anyway. I don't care.
The arguments that were presented to me. Monica, you made very strong arguments with Steve always coming over. You made very strong arguments with how corny Carl Winslow is. Because, fun fact, he is my least favorite dad in all of TV history.
You've
Carl
actually
Winslow
said
is.
That. Yeah, you think he's the worst dad.
Yes.
But with that being said, Zach, you did very well making points about how when people get married, they still never leave.
Nobody leaves.
In Family Matters, the youngest sister went upstairs and she never came back. She left at some point.
Well, she went to some adult stuff.
She did.
She did. But she wasn't in the house.
She did.
All of a sudden, Antoine got his own room. What happened to the little kid? I don't know.
But now...
She changed careers.
With Full House.
Yes, she did.
Aunt Becky showed up and now the twins are there. And so there's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate both arguments, but... My judgment is the worst family to live with, based on the arguments alone, Full House. The Tanners.
There it is!
What?
Yes.
The Tanners.
Because it's like Urkel's house plus more people. That's really what you're dealing with.
Yes. Now,
you do have a lot of kids.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of everything. A lot
now,
of kids,
Monica,
a lot of adults.
Had you pointed out, you said it was cold in Chicago. Had you pointed out how amazing the weather was in San Francisco? Had you pointed that out, that would have given you the edge. But you didn't.
Though I would say, Antoine, pointed that out, in my rebuttal, I would point out to you that the weather in San Francisco is actually awful. It's not nearly as good as you think. It's very cloudy there. It's cold. The sun don't come out ever.
Oh, no.
But ladies and gentlemen.
You won it, though.
I did. I seem to be good at this game of hypothetical arguing. That's what we have so far. Your winner and worst house to live in.
Whatever happened to
Full House. I feel like it was Baby Michelle is really the one that puts it over the top in this house, too.
Oh, the catchphrases?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the uncle with the puppet.
Yeah.